First off, thank you for joining us on the show this morning, Dan. First off, do you use TikTok yourself?
I used to use it, but I don't use it anymore. Now, yeah.
So why do you think the US and other countries have banned TikTok in the past?
I think the reasons are related to the politics and the security concern, the privacy, the account users' privacy, and the potential for the misinformation. And I think many people are using this application, and which leading to the some data leakage problems. And the parent company of TikTok is the ByteDance, which is a Chinese company, and they might think the ByteDance could share the use data with the Chinese government. I think that's why the United States banned TikTok.
Yeah, so they're worried a lot about spying on individual people on TikTok and seeing through lenses. I've seen some clips from some hearings that have been quite interesting, where they've been trying to trap people in a cycle where it's like, do you access people's cameras when they're not turned on and all that kind of stuff? And it's like, okay, you're really trying to trap people here.
Yes, exactly.
Do you think that there's any harm that TikTok does pose for the public?
For me, I think using the TikTok is a complete waste of time, you know, because anyone can post the videos they made on the TikTok, and a large part of them are used for entertainment, you know. And I also think TikTok company has spent a lot of efforts in researching the artificial intelligence based recommendation system. And I think it makes users getting addicted to their recommended content very easily. And I think it's kind of like a spiritual optimum. Sorry, a spiritual opium. Sorry.
Yeah. Opium. Definitely. It does have this like psychedelic property when you just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and the next thing you look at the clock and you've been staring at your phone for an hour and it's only been like 5 minutes. So I totally understand that kind of like repetitive nature of just dances, information, overload, and the algorithm just picks everything out for you. That algorithm is quite honestly amazing. They've done a really incredible job. But it is really scary to think how they can find out immediately just how long you watch a video for, then scroll next, how many times you watch that video, as to how interested you are in that content. And I think that's quite fascinating and interesting. So speaking of that algorithm, are there any ways that we could potentially improve social media, whether that be the algorithm itself or protecting people's privacy better? Is there any improvements that need to be made?
The first I want to talk about is the algorithm. The recommendation algorithm requires a lot of the user's data about their the age, name, and the habit, and something they click, the preference, and something like that. And it is very how to, and if we need to improve the social media, it is very complicated. I think we need to address many issues like like the users' privacy, and the users should have the clear information about how their data is being used, and how who is accessing who has access to it, and social media like the TikTok and the other the Facebook or some other software, they should be responsible for educating users on how to identify and how, and they need to report the misinformation or the disinformation to the platform, to the authorities people.
Yeah, like the community guidelines that TikTok so upheld. You hear a lot of people about getting shadow banned on there, and they're not fully understanding what that means. And there's a lot of like cloak and daggers in regards to the way that they hide their information about how to use their platform and how everything works. So yeah, it would be really interesting to have that information actually available for the public to fully read, and not just in, you know, lawyer jargon. It's actually written in a language that regular people can understand. So yes, that would be a great thing to have, definitely. Yeah. And it's been interesting to see the politics being linked to social media at the moment. Does politics have a place in social media? Should we be attaching it to that? And they're using politics as well as an example to disable Chinese applications on these government devices just because of spying, despite companies not necessarily having a connection to the Chinese government at all. Do you think politics should be involved in that decision making of certain applications like that?
I think the politics and the social media are inevitably linked, you know.
Mm.
But this kind of connections has pros and cons, of course. The social media provides a platform for the can provide a platform for the politicians to connect with their constituent,
mm-hmm.
and the social media can also be used to spread some misinformation and the disinformation. That's a bad place. And so and I think even if there's no TikTok, there will be some other applications such as some TikTok or TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, for current some famous applications such as Instagram or Facebook, they already added this TikTok like functionality in their application already. Yeah.
Yeah, Instagram Reels. I know I've been watching that a lot lately because I also deleted TikTok because of the same like I just kept getting stuck on it and I couldn't get myself off it. But I was like, oh, I'll keep Facebook and TikTok. My family's on that. And I'm finding myself now on those videos that people have copied and pasted and put to their other social media accounts. And it's like, well, I'm back to the same problem. It follows you everywhere. You just can't escape it. It's the latest trend, these really short clips. And it grabs your attention for sure. So mm-hmm. It's a very interesting craze that's been going on lately. Thank you for joining us on the show this morning. It was wonderful to have a chat with you.
Yeah, thank you very much.